Fulcha, and welcome to Celtic Cafe Radio, bringing you the best Celtic music from around the world. This is your host for the next hour, Mark Gallagher, inviting you to add a touch of the Celt to your day. Well, it's the beginning of September here in the United States, and that means it's Labor Day. And here, this hour, we're going to do all songs for those working Janes and working Joes all over the U.S.
It's a working man I am, and I've been down underground, and I swear to God, if I ever see the sun, or for any length of time, I can hold it in my mind, I never again will go down underground. At the age of 16 years, he quarreled with the pills, who vowed he'd never see another one. Through the dark recess of the mines, where you age before your time, and the colour lies heavy on your lungs. And it's a working man I am, and I've been down underground, and I swear to God, if I ever see the sun, or for any length of time, I can hold it in my mind, I never again will go down underground.
At the age of 64, he greets you at the door, and he gently, he leads you by the arm. Through the dark recess of the mines, he take you back in time, and he tell you all the arches that were high.
And it's a working man I am, and I've been down underground, and I swear to God, if I ever see the sun, or for any length of time, I can hold it in my mind, I never again will go down underground. And it's a working man I am, and I've been down underground, and I swear to God, if I ever see the sun, for any length of time, I can hold it in my mind, I never again will go down underground.
Oh, I never again will go down underground.
Thank you. I've been working so hard. fire. Set my soul on fire.
This is your host, Mark Gallagher, and this hour on Celtic Cafe, we're devoting all the music to the workers out there, the workers who work so hard in their jobs. And we started out with the Kilkennys with something called Working Man, and then we moved on to a very jazzy I've Been Working by Belfast Man there, Van the Man Morrison. And of course, his hardworking job was he used to clean windows in Belfast. Well, many immigrant classes have immigrated to the United States and found it difficult to find work, been discriminated against, and that's obviously the case for the Irish. And it featured many ads over the years that said, "No Irish need apply." And that's the sentiment of this song by The Wakes.
All day, and he drinks all night, and he goes to mass, and he gets in fights with other mics he meets in Irish bars. And life don't seem to cut him slack, and jobs ain't say no Jews, no blacks, no specs, no mix, no Irish needs apply. When he got up the boat, he found his Dublin. Wasn't an accent that was much in vogue, and the luck of the Irish don't get you very far. And every day is a fight to live, and this Mick has got so much to give, but life jumped up and kicked him in the balls. Cause there's a sign that says no Irish need apply. No chance for those men who chose to leave the world behind. There's no breaks for those men to make themselves a better life. Cause there's a sign that says no Irish need apply. Rejection for this man goes straight to his heart. No hope of a job and no chance of a start. So he sinks a drink to wash away the pain. Day he sings lower and lower, with no for an answer and 100 slam doors in his face, but whiskey will comfort him tonight. Cause there's a sign that says no Irish need apply. There's no chance for those men who chose to leave the world behind. There's no breaks for those men to make themselves a better life. There's a sign that says no Irish need apply. So he seeks the solace of his own kind. Young man who left the homeland behind, and his eyes well up when he hears the foggy dew. He's taken to drink both daily and nightly. Much else to do in jolly old blighty. This is his life, and this is Albion. And there's a sign that says no Irish need apply. There's no chance for those men who chose to leave the world behind. And there's no breaks for those men to make himself a better life. Cause there's a sign that says no Irish. Says no Irish need apply.
In 1880. 1941, me cutter and breeches I put on, me cutter and breeches I put on, to work upon the railway. Fiddly ori ori ay, fiddly ori ori ay, fiddly ori ori ay, to work upon the railway.
In 1942, I left the old father now, I cursed the blow who got me through, to work upon the railway.
Fiddly ori ori ay, fiddly ori ori ay, fiddly ori ori ay, to work upon the railway.
In 1843, we hit Chicago on a spree. The devil got a hold on me while working on the railway.
Fiddly ori ori ay, fiddly ori ori ay, fiddly ori ori ay, to work upon the railway.
1844, I was standing on the great big shore, ate some track and saw no more working on the railway.
Fiddly ori ori ay, fiddly ori ori ay, fiddly ori ori ay, to work upon the railway.
Kansas City, we arrived to work upon the railway.
Fiddly ori ori ay, fiddly ori ori ay, fiddly ori ori ay, to work upon the railway.
Carry your bricks, hammers and nails and shovels and bricks. We're working on the railway.
Fiddly ori ori ay, fiddly ori ori ay, fiddly ori ori ay, to work upon the railway.
Is Paddy do this and Paddy do that? Me boss is loud and he is fat. I've had enough shite to fill up me hat while working on the railway.
Fiddly ori ori ay, fiddly ori ori ay, fiddly ori ori ay, to work upon the railway.
1848, me hands were fisted, me belly ache. We heard of gold and made a stick for working on the railway.
Fiddly ori ori ay, fiddly ori ori ay, fiddly ori ori ay, to work upon the railway.
In 1849, the California hills were cracked. We found some gold and left behind the workings of the railway.
Fiddly ori ori ay, fiddly ori ori ay, fiddly ori ori ay, to work upon the railway.
I was 18 years old when I went down to Dublin with a fistful of money and a cartload of dreams. Take your time, said my father, stop rushing like hell and remember all is not what it seems to be. For those fellas would cut you for the coat on your back, for the watch that you got from your mother. So take care, my young bucko, and mind yourself well, and will you give this we know to my brother? At the time, Uncle Benji was a policeman in Brooklyn, and my father, the youngest, looked after the farm. When a phone call from America said, send the lad over, and the old fella said, sure it wouldn't do any harm. For I spent my life working this dirty old ground, for a few pints of porter and the smell of a pound. And maybe there's something you'll learn or you'll see, and you can bring it back home, make it easy on me. So I landed at Kennedy, and a big yellow taxi carried me and my bags through the streets and the way. My poor heart was thumping around with excitement, and I hardly even heard what the driver was saying. We came in the Shore Parkway through the flatlands in Brooklyn to my uncle's apartment on East 53rd. I was feeling so happy, I was humming a song, and I sang, you're as free as a bird. But to shorten the story, what I found out that day was that Benji got shut down in an uptown foray. And while I was flying my way to New York, poor Benji was lying in a cold city morgue. Well, I phoned up the old fella, told him the news. I could tell he could hardly stand up in his shoes. And he wept as he told me, go ahead with the plan, and not to forget, always act like a man. So I went up to Nellie's beside Fordham Road, and I started to learn about lifting the load. But the heaviest thing that I carried that year was the bittersweet thoughts of my hometown so dear. I went home that December, 'cause the old fella died. Had to borrow the money from Phil on the side, and all the bright flowers and grass couldn't hide the poor wasted face of my father. I sold up the old farmyard for what it was worth, and into my bag stuck a handful of earth. Then I got me a train, and I boarded a plane, and I found myself back in the U.S. again. It's been 22 years since I set foot in Dublin. My kids know to use the correct knife and fork, but I'll never forget the green grass and the rivers as I keep low and order in the streets of New York.
Okay, there we ended up with the Bagatelle and Liam Riley's, his original version of Streets of New York. And of course, when the Irish came over in the 19th century, they kind of worked on some of the jobs that were the building of the Erie Canal on the railways. That was reflected in Paddy on the Railway by Hair of the Dog. And then they became one of the three P's, a priest, a politician, or a policeman. And that's what that song Streets of New York is all about. And next we move on to a couple of jobs that have been made redundant. Both of them happen to be about Dublin. First is by Jim McCann, and it's about a Cooper, and it's called The Rare Old Times.
Raised on songs and stories, heroes of renown, the passing tales and glories that once was Dublin town. The hallowed halls and houses, the haunting children's rhymes, that once was Dublin city in the rare old times. As the light declines, I remember Dublin city in the rare old times. We name it is Sean Dempsey, as Dublin as could be, born hard and late in Pimlico, in a house that ceased to be. By trade I was a cooper, lost out to redundancy, like my house that fell to progress, my trade's a memory. I courted Peggy Dignan, as pretty as you please, a rogue and a child of Mary from the rebel liberties. chap with skin as black as coal. When he took her on to Birmingham, she took away my soul. As the light declines, I remember Dublin City in the rare old time. The years have made me bitter, the gargles dimmed my brain, 'cause Dublin keeps unchanged and nothing seems the same. The pillar and the met have gone, the royal long since pulled down. As the grey unyielding concrete makes a city of my town. Fare thee well, sweet Anna Liffey, I can no longer stay and watch the new glass cages spring up along the quay. My mind's too full of memories, too old to hear new chimes. I'm a part of what was Dublin in the rare old times. Ring a ring a rosy. As the light declines, I remember Dublin City in the rare old times. Ring a ring a rosy. As the light declines, I remember Dublin City.
From the rest of Anna Liffey, and the ferrymen are standing on the quay. Sure, the Dublin docks is dying, and the wave life is gone, and Molly was part of you and me. Well, the strawberry beds sweep down to Anna Liffey. You'll kiss away the worries from my brow. I loved you well today, and I'll love you more tomorrow. If you'll never love me, Molly, look me down. 'Twas the only job I knew, it was hard but never lonely, and the Liffey ferry made a man of me. Now it's gone without a whisper, and forgotten over now, and it's over, Molly, over, can't you see? Well, the strawberry beds sweep down to the Liffey. You'll kiss away the worries from my brow. I loved you once a day, and I'll love you more tomorrow. If you'll ever love me, Molly, love me now. Oh, yeah. Where the strawberry beds sweep down to the Liffey. You'll kiss away the worries of my brow. I loved you well today, and I'll love you more tomorrow. If you'll ever love me, Molly, love me now. Well, now I tell the yarn, and I spend my days in talking. I'll hear them whisper, Charlie's on the go. Well, Molly, we're still living, and darling, we're still young, and the river never long were tired to sing. Well, the strawberry beds sweep down to the Liffey. You'll kiss away the worries from my brow. I loved you well today, and I'll love you more tomorrow. If you'll never love me, Molly, love me now. How is your little one, your mom?
Four to the bar there with the ferryman, the strawberry beds in Dublin. We're going to continue our tribute to the workers out there, the workers of the world, right here on Celtic Cafe Radio.
Dear sir, I write this note to you to tell you of me plight. For at this time of writing, I am not a pretty sight. My body is all black and blue, my face a deathly grey. And I write this note to say why Paddy's not at work today. Whilst working on the 14th floor, some bricks I had to clear. To throw them down from such a height was not a good idea. The foreman wasn't very pleased, he being an awkward sod. He said I'd have to cart them down the leathers in me hod. Now clearing all these bricks by hand, it was so very slow. So I hoisted up a barrel and secured the rope below. But in my haste to do the job, I was too blind to see that a barrel full of building bricks was heavier than me. So when I untied the rope, the barrel fell like lead. And clinging tightly to the rope, I started up instead. I shot up like a rocket till to my dismay I found that halfway up I met the bloody barrel coming down. The barrel broke me shoulder as to the ground it sped. And when I reached the top, I banged the pulley with my head. I hung on tightly, numb with shock from this almighty blow. And the barrel spilled out half the bricks 14 floors below. Now when these bricks had fallen from the barrel to the floor, I then outweighed the barrel and so started down once more. Still clinging tightly to the rope, my body racked with pain. When halfway down I met the bloody barrel once again. The force of this collision halfway up the office block caused multiple abrasions and a nasty state of shock. Still clinging tightly to the rope, I fell towards the ground and landed on the broken bricks that were all scattered round. I lay there moaning on the ground, I thought I'd passed the worst. When the barrel hit the pulley wheel and then the bottom burst. A shower of bricks rained down on me, I hadn't got a hope. As I lay there bleeding on the ground, I let go the bloody rope. The barrel then been heavier, it started down once more. And landed right across me as I lay upon the floor. It broke three ribs in my left arm, and I can only say that I hope you'll understand why Paddy's not at work today.
It was in the year of 39, the sky was full of lead. The Germans were heading for Poland, and the Paddy's for Holyhead. And the concrete that was cracking, and the mud was falling in. McAlpine searched Manchester till he found the Darkie Finn. Or come all your pincher kiddies and all long distance men. Don't ever work for Wimpy, McAlpine or John Lang. For they'll throw you behind the big mixer till your skin it turns to tan, and they'll say good on your paddy with your boat fair in your hand. Or the crack was good in Cricklewood and we refused to leave the crown. There were glasses flying and biddies crying, and the paddies were going to town. On Mother Dare I'm over here, and I'm never going back. What keeps me here is the rake of beer, the ladies and the crack. Down the glen came McAlpine's men, put their shovels long behind them. It was in a pub that they drank their sub, and it's up in county homes you'll find them. The sweated blood and the washed down mud, wet pints and quarts of beer. And now we're broke and we're on the McAlpine's fusiliers. Stripped to the skidding with turkey fin, way down upon the Isle of Grain. Our hearts all tool, so we knew the rule, no money if we stop for rain. For McAlpine's God was a well-filled hut, with our shoulders cut a bit and seed. And more to he who would look for tea, but McAlpine's fusiliers. I remember the day that the bear O'Shea, he fell into a concrete stair. What the gangerman said when he found him dead, it wasn't for a priest called prayers. I'm a navvy short, was his one retard, it passed on to me ears. When the gong was rough, oh, you must be tough, with McAlpine's fusiliers. I have walked till the sweat, oh, it near had me bet, with the Russian check and pull. Shovel and sand up in the hydro dam, or underneath the painted hole. I've grafted hard, and I've got me cards, and a many a ganger's fist across me ear. If you're proud of your life, don't join by Christ, with McAlpine's fusiliers. If you're proud of your wife, don't join by Christ, with McAlpine's fusiliers.
There is Pecker Dunn there with McAlpine's Fusiliers, all about the Irish navvies who built the roads in England. And before that, we had Briar with "The Reason I Couldn't Be Here Today Is All Them Bricks Fell on Me." And that's called the sick note there. And we're dedicating this show to all the workers out there, all the jobs that they have. And sometimes those jobs dry up. And that's what these next couple of songs are about. Here we have Boxty with "The Belfast Mill."
At the east end of the town, at the foot of the hill, there's a chimney so tall, says Belfast Mill. There's no smoke at all coming out of the stack, and the mill has shut down, it's never coming back. The only tune I hear is the sound of the wind as it blows through the town. Weave and spin, weave and spin. There's no children playing in the dark, narrow streets, for the mill has shut down, so quiet I can sleep. The only tune I hear is the sound of the wind as it blows through the town, weave and spin, weave and spin. Shut down was the only job I know. Tell me, where will I go? Where will I go? The only tune I hear is the sound of the wind as it blows through the town. Weave and spin, weave and spin. Well, I'm too old to work, sure I'm too young to die. Tell me, where will I go? My family and I. The only tune I hear is the sound of the wind as it blows through the town, weave and spin, weave and spin. Thank you.
town at the foot of the hill. There's a chimney so tall, just Belfast men. There's no smoke at all coming out of the stack where the mill has shut down. It's never coming back. The only tune I hear is the sound of the wind as it blows through the town. Women spin, women spin. The only tune I hear is the sound of the wind as it blows through the town. Women spin.
Colliery mothers, a muffler and a cap. Farewell, you're on the valley, girls, we never will come back. The mines they are a-closing, the valleys are all doomed. There's no work in the run, the boys will be in London soon. Me father was a miner, as his father was before him. They always have been proud to work below. Since they founded Throbbins Axe, all the lads have got the sack. And the way to work in England, they must go. Farewell, you colliery workers, the muffler and the cap. Farewell, you're on the valley, girls, we never will come back. For the mines, they are a-closing, the valleys are all doomed. There's no work in the run, the boys will be in London soon. Chapel singing that long ago we practiced, no more in the public house a minor song. For the population's dropping as the pit wheels are a stubborn, and they can't afford to stay here very long. Farewell, you colliery workers, the muffler and the cap. Farewell, you're on the valley, girls, we never will come back. For the mines they are a closing, the valleys are all doomed. In London soon. Full Herwood and Pilclevy told the Pandy and Pilclevy, Mr. Duranda, now I bid you all adieu. For we can no longer wait while Parliament debates, so upon farewell I bid you all adieu. Farewell, you colliery workers, the muffler and the cap. Farewell, you're on the valley, girls, we never will come back. In London soon. Farewell, you colliery workers, the muffler and the cap. Farewell, you're on the valley, girls, we never will come back. For the mines they are a-closing, the valleys are all doomed. There's no work in the run, the boys will be in London soon.
Well, when there's no work in the Rhondda, which is the Welsh mines in Wales, workers then had to immigrate to England to do whatever work they could. That's Farewell to the Rhondda Valley. That's by Tara. And sometimes the workers need representation. They need union representation. And in the next two songs, the cases are Jim Larkin. He was the tram workers union organizer. And then James Connolly. So here's Fair Isle Folk with the song all about Jim Larkin.
Tram workers of this town, remember when in 1913 things went bad again. How brave and strong we all were on that day when Larkin led us on our tireless way. We sang for Jim Larkin, through the pain there was pride. And sweet young Nelly by my side. From Stephen's Green we walked to Irish Town. summer sunshine framed her like a crown. The strike was called and sorrow wrecked our town. But I had pride and loved young Nellie Brown. For 8 long months we starved but held our ground. Locked out in idle hell but honor bound. The winter cold went through her well-worn gown. As a lark and man I married Nellie Brown. We sang for Jim Larkin, through the pain there was pride. And sweet young Nellie by my side. The winter passed, but spring brought no relief. For men can stand to watch their children's grief. Hunger stole our honor like a thief. So we drifted back to work on Murphy's Breeze. And Larkin and his union showed the way. James Connolly came later in the day. Nellie bore me sons who live today. In a better land we earn the Larkin way. We sang for Jim Larkin, through the pain there was pride. And sweet young Nellie by my side.
And they sang those working paddies, and they shared their dreams with me of a hero, a worker's hero, by the name of James Connolly. And they sang his praise down all of our days, and they shared their dreams with me. That prince of men who told them when was the brave James Connolly. And we toiled and sang and labored in a pit as black as ink, till the mine gave up its harvest. Then we shared one parting drink. Then I made my way through Nova Scotia, anywhere I could find me a fee, till I earned the one-way ticket to the land of James Connolly. And they sang those working paddies, and they shared their dreams with me of a hero, a worker's hero, by the name of James Connolly. Then I stood in Dublin City, and the worker I asked there, where I'd find the grave of Connolly. And he smiled with time to spare. A friend, you know, we honored him well, and we laid him down with pride. by Arbor Hill. He's remembered still, and down by the Liffey side. And they sang those working paddies, and they shared their dreams with me of a hero, a worker's hero, by the name of James Connolly. Then my new found friend stepped lightly, like a smiling referee, till bareheaded we stood in silence by the grave of James Connolly. That darling man, he whispered low, gave us back our dignity. Then he wished me farewell, while the sweet Liffey bells sang their chimes for the great Connolly. And they sang those working paddies, and they shared their dreams with me of a hero, a worker's hero, by the name of James Connolly.
Danny Doyle there with James Connolly, the worker's hero, from his classic collection album. James Connolly, a labor organizer and also one of the leaders of the 1916 rebellion. Well, the Irish have contributed to America over the years, over the centuries, actually, from building of the canals to the skyscraper. And from the Gangs of New York, here's U2 with The Hands That Built America.
Oh, my love, it's a long way we've come, from the freckled hills to the steel and glass canyons, from the stony fields to hanging steel from sky, from digging in our pockets for a reason say goodbye. These are the hands that built America. I saw your face in a watercolor sky, as seabirds argue a long goodbye. I took your built America. There's a cloud on the New York skyline. Innocence dragged across a yellow line. These are the hands that built America. These are the hands that built America.
That's it for this hour of Celtic Cafe Radio. I hope you enjoyed the music as much as I did bringing it to you. And if you did, please tell a friend. Tell all your friends to tune in to Celtic Cafe Radio. Until we meet again, this is Mark Gallagher signing off. Slán lá. Celtic Cafe Radio is brought to you by Rockatoons Productions, home of IrishDJ.com. Don't forget to check us out on the web at CelticCafeRadio.com and like us on Facebook too.